You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Getting rid of quality players for almost no return, not at all helping 2026, which we all thought was the idea here. A total unwillingness to get rid of any highly rated prospects. Reports that there were better deals out there, admitting they could have had bats but weren't willing to pay the price to get them. All of this characterized the Pirates' failed, miserable, ridiculous, laughable, borderline criminal trade deadline. And now, Bob, the people get their say. I thought you were in fuego in the first segment, and so did they, didn't they, Limits, judging by the comments here?
The texter is saying that, Bob, you are on fire. Well, that break that Bob, you had, Bob, you're well rested for today.
I didn't expect this. I thought it would be actually a good day.
It's the best return since Mario in 2000, Bob. I mean, you come off the DL here, firing on all cylinders.
Didn't you? Because I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that they didn't do anything to help Paul Skeens. Simple as that, and a good starting pitching staff.
You're up at 412-928-9370. The phone line's lighting up like Crowley at a West Virginia football game, like Malzi in a craft beer house, like Pony at the Carrier Dome. Anything else, Limits? Like Callis at a, well.
Like Starkey when he makes a birdie at number 13 at Oakmont.
Yeah, right. Baby. Bob, I almost made a birdie on 18 at Moon this morning. Would you like to know what happened? I'll tell you. I had a nice little six hybrid off the
key
tee.
Was, again.
Well, here's what happened. No.
We're talking about six hybrid. This again.
You can't use a driver on 18.
No, you could use a driver if you have control of it.
You don't know 18
but again,
at Moon.
You have to bring out your six hybrid.
18 at Moon, the water is 200 yards away, so it's like 18 at Nevelwood. You don't use the driver. You
can hit it over that.
What?
Use a driver. You'll hit it over that.
Well, anyway, I hit a nice little drive and then a sand wedge right off the green, maybe 2 feet off the green. I chipped it and I thought it went in. It hit the pole. It circled around like the toilet, like the Pirates trade deadline, and then popped up and out. I still got a par, but I thought a birdie.
Well, that's the frustrating kind of a birdie.
I'll tell you who crushes the ball. Al and Ed Shenderovich.
Oh, the Shenderovich twins. Oh.
Holy bird milk, Bob.
They got your bag, not your wallet, unless you're playing golf. And then they'll get your wallet. They will take it from you. Those guys can play. I mean, they're really good. And they're competitive with each other.
Oh, you know? Yes, they are. Al, who's the lefty, I think he stepped up first to tee off. And I'm like, you know, I don't know how far they're going to hit it here. They're not very tall, as you know. He winds up like Louis Tion. He turns his whole body around. And crushes the ball.
And it's straight,
he sent it into orbit. It was like, what's Adam Sandler? What's the movie?
Happy Gilmore?
It was like Happy Gilmore at the driving range. It was ridiculous, Bob.
Oh, they're both very good. I bet you they shot in the 70s then. Because
no,
done
well,
that before,
no, they
right?
shot 81, 82 at Nevelwood, and they were disappointed. They shoot in the 70s regularly.
I play with them when they've shot in the 70s. I know.
I couldn't they're believe good. That. The other guy, Ed, was pounding birdies like Tiger Woods. He's hitting like 23-foot putts for
birdies.
Was
he striking the pose, the Tiger poses afterwards?
A little bit.
But the one guy who never gets the chance is Fishman. He's never there.
Yeah, where is Fishman?
He should be caddying at least for that.
At least. Let's hit the lines. It's time for the people to have their say.
All right, let's start with Dave in Newcastle. He is first up.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? So two real quick points. One, I wonder, honestly, if Sherrington is going to go, because I cannot believe that he would be that tone deaf to say what he said about, you know, there were bats out there for us to acquire. I mean, it was so arrogant and just almost slap in the facious. It was, you know, to make up a word. I can't believe he would be that tone deaf to put it that way. And the other thing, real quick, is you guys definitely hit the nail on the head, and they were alluding to it too on the morning show. Skeens has every right to request to get the heck out of here, to request a trade out. It's honestly probably the best thing he can do for the fans, to put some pressure and to bring a national light even more on what is going on here. I don't think the fans will blame him one bit, and I would not be surprised if that's not what we see coming down the pike.
Well, I wouldn't either. In fact, I would encourage it, you know. I think he just needs to go in there and tell him he doesn't have to make a big circus about it. But you see these guys like Terry McLaurin, and now it looks like Micah Parsons is going to be heading in that direction, demanding things. And I wouldn't do it that way, but what I would just come out and say is, hey, look, I want to be part of a winning team. I'm only here for a little bit of time. And I would even acknowledge that because he knows and they know they're not going to sign him. But in the meantime, if you're going to keep me here, we should try our best to do what I have to do. And if you're not, then you know, offer me up. I'll help your cause. I'll help you rebuild again by getting really good prospects here, all for the Grasshoppers.
Limits, can you explain something to me that I don't understand?
Try.
Okay, John Drecker, you know of him?
Yeah, Pirates prospect guy.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job covering the prospects.
Okay, so he put out a tweet today, which is August 1st. Can you translate this for me? Baseball America has ranked the 92 prospects traded at the deadline. Just two were top 100 MLB prospects, while six ranked as top 150. They have the Pirates getting the 9th, 19th, 32nd, 43rd, 57th, 76th, 82nd, and 83rd best prospects. They do?
Well, I don't, not in all of baseball, that were traded is the way that I take that from. Like, they got the 9th best prospect that was traded, the 19th best prospect that was traded.
All right.
Like that.
Okay. Do you understand that, Bob?
I don't care about prospects. Did I say? Make that clear to you? I don't care.
No, I don't either, except if you're telling me you're getting the kid from the Cubs, the Owen Casey kid, who's the only reason he's not in the majors is because he's blocked by their talented outfield. Like, I want a guy who's bursting with talent and trying to burst through the door, but I'm with you on these other ones. I just didn't understand what the hell he was saying. Bob, here's the other thing. Have you looked at the Pirates' top prospects in their own system lately?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you've just done that, and now I'll be interested to hear.
6 years into a tank job rebuild where all you did was draft kids, acquire kids, trade for kids. It goes like this. Griffin Chandler, awesome. Hunter Barco comes out of nowhere. Okay, that's three. Termar Johnson is their fourth-rated prospect. He's a suspect right now, not a prospect. Followed by Thomas Harrington, Edward Florentino, the kid they got in the Key Brian Hayes deal, who's, again, 9 years old, and Nick York. Nick York is their eighth-rated prospect. Bob, how do they not have 15 guys right now who are busting to get into the majors, or at least 15 guys that anybody in baseball would want? Nobody wants half of their top 10. He's already a failed prospect, or he'd be here already. And I'm spitting accidentally. Nick York is eighth. Bob?
78 strikeouts in 77 games, I think it is. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, my God.
The bottom line, again, is they feel the need to get these guys. And if they do, then it's incumbent upon them to develop them, and they haven't done it. So they're striking out not once, but not twice.
Termar Johnson's fourth, and he right now is on a very disappointing track. We had Parado on yesterday. He doesn't know if he's ever going to be a regular major leaguer.
And that's the problem with this, because we have, for 4 years now, talked about him, waiting for him. You know, you can wait all you want. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And we waste our time worrying about guys like that. So I would rather just have guys on other teams who've already been in the majors, trade for them. Don't worry about prospects all the time. You have enough draft picks over the course of every year. How many rounds are there in the draft?
If not now, then never, to trade a really high prospect for an established major league bat, which means never.
I expected that, and that's my whole... The reason I'm really mad today is because the Paul Skeens window is still open, and they have completely shut it down themselves. And you just... You're going about it all the wrong way. They're going to waste him. They're going to waste probably Chandler. If Chandler's not going to come up here, and then next year takes a while to get up here. What are they doing? I thought they would work together at the same time along with Jones, Oviedo, and any of these other Ashcraft guys you have. Solamente, we hear all about these names. Where are they?
I feel very good about what we did, Charrington said. He's literally the only person on earth who feels good about what they did. Does John Drecker, was that a complimentary tweet?
I don't think
he had?
So.
No, it was not complimentary.
No.
Okay.
No. Now, Jim Bowden did.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Give them like a B minus at the deadline.
But I would like to know why he did that. I mean,
it's not
strictly...
like you're flourishing with B minuses.
What is the goal, though? A B minus suggests that you actually acquired some people who can help you right now, knowing your window is open with a guy like Skeens.
How did he define a B minus? That they freed up money that they're allegedly and probably not going to spend in the offseason, and if they do, it'll just get them back to the paltry payroll they're already at?
Yeah, that sums it up.
Thank you, Limits. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Johnny. Here's Johnny in Cranberry.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with the sentiments of the crowd that Pomp was on fire. Joe, you were on fire. Everybody's been on fire today and hitting the nail on the head. As a former journalist, I play devil's advocate all the time with Charrington and this franchise. But similar to like a Monday after a Steelers loss, this is kind of like... It's a beautiful day. I want to go. I'm about to go golfing. I don't want to get fired up, but it is like the sound off Friday, because you guys have hit everything I was going to say. It's just complete exhaustion. You know, it's not even past disappointment. It's anger today.
Yeah,
I bet you're going to hit that first drive 300 yards right down the middle.
I'm old Stonewall. Old Stonewall, that par 5, Bob. I'm going to hit it. 320.
What time are you playing old Stonewall?
120.
You want to wait till 320 and I'll play?
I'll show you up, Joe.
All right.
I'll show you up.
That doesn't sound like an invite.
That's what he said.
No, I don't think I can. Now I'm scared.
No. Well, old Stonewall's a great course. Sean Szczesinski does a great job out there, so you will enjoy the day.
Yeah.
I love that course, but I will try to decompress and just say this. You guys have hit every nail on the head, but, you know, the farm system was the number one ranked farm system in 02. Charrington has done nothing but loot the entire joint. And we go back to the impetus of why. If he's not a lame duck general manager, then what are we doing here? And it is a salary dump. And until we have a salary floor... Not a salary cap, Bryce Harper. Until we have a salary floor, nothing's going to change. And what really irks me on this and why I'm so fired up, and go back to Noah Constrictor and Joe, he's a great find.
Noah Constrictor.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that guy, but you guys hit the nail on the head. Our standards are so low, I would have been happy with a couple of active bats. One active pitcher, one active bat.
Right. That's what I said. You're the guy who's been stranded in the desert for 10 years, and if I come up with a little shot glass filled with water, you're going to be thrilled. That's Pirate fans, and I feel horrible for you. You don't ask for much. Yandy Diaz would have had a ticker tape. You would have been waiting at the airport for him, for God's sakes. Stephen Kwan, Bob... People would have taken him here.
I'll drive to Cleveland and pick him up, Bob, and we can have a great drive home. I'll go get him some food.
That's what I'm talking about, those kind of guys.
They would have picked him up in a chariot and brought him here.
I'll give him a
Cleveland.
Nice four-course meal from a great restaurant. Here's something to drink for you, Steven. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Here's a scenario for you in the offseason. Eugenio Suarez, who was just traded to Seattle to give them two guys who are going to hit over 40 home runs with Cal Raleigh now. They made a big move, but he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. He's a third baseman who can hit 40 home runs. Pirates don't have a third baseman.
I know, but when you get to the point you're talking about, are they going to spend $150 million or $200 million on a player? How old is he?
I don't care.
He's 34.
I don't know. I think there are other avenues to go. I'm generally with you.
But I mean,
that,
if
that's
he's 34,
just so unrealistic.
Well, and everything's unrealistic. But if you're going to make a case that there's money out there that they can spend right now. What is their payroll after all of this? Where's it back down to?
About $7.
Okay. Well, they have money to spend, and they need a hitting third baseman.
Listen to this.
Put one bat like that and another bat in the outfield with Reynolds, Cruz, and
they could have had Yandy Diaz for nothing or for something, but they don't have to pay him. He's like on a $10 million deal with a club option 2 more years.
According to SpotTrack, they're currently at $83
million. That seems awfully high to me.
Here's the kicker. Yet another kick in the groin. You ready for this one, Bob?
Yes. May I have another?
Hope you have a cup on. And that guy who just called is going to get angrier now. To me, this is the most incredible thing out of everything. Again, we're 6 years into a tank job rebuild, and the Pirates don't even have a top 10 farm system. The last MLB.com rankings had them at 14th. How in the world is that possible? And listen to who's ahead of them, Bob. Are you ready for this? The New York Mets, who spend $1 trillion. The Reds in their division. The Guardians, as always. The Cubs are number 8 in their division. The Brewers are number 7 in their division. They win the division every year. How do they have better prospects than the Pirates?
Better moves.
The Seattle Mariners. Here's the real one. You got your cup on? Because I'm winding up with a baseball bat here, Bob.
I'm gonna need Bob. Hold back on. Away, Hold Bob. On. Back
I'm gonna,
away.
I'm going to smash you right in the Brett Favre's. You ready for this one? The L.A. Dodgers have the 4th-ranked farm system.
Every year they're in the top 10.
Well, the Yankees
Every
normally.
The
year.
Boston Red Sox at 3. Who do we get from them? Nick York.
Not Roman Anthony or Kyle Teal, who they traded for Crochet.
And, of course, the Rays are at number 2 because they're always at number 2 or 1. And the Detroit Tigers, who are one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball this year, also have the number 1 ranked farm system. I'm absolutely sick. We'll get back to your calls, but not until after Ray Fittipaldo. There's plenty of developments in Steeler camp as well, Bob, as we make an abrupt switch over to Steeler talk.
We will, but we'll get back to this because I know a lot of people want to say what they have to say.
You okay over there?
Yes, why?
Because I just bashed you in the groin with a baseball bat.
I've been down that road before.
All right.
I can deal with that.
Story there.
Maybe we'll get that story right now. All right.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.